Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The chaos in America should cause each of us to focus on the Jewish state of Israel. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I don't believe this negates God's plan for what he wants to have happen in the future, do you?
I think that is a wonderful question and application. Absolutely, it does not negate what God is doing. I think to the contrary, and I think that Christian people across the world, Christian patriots in America who love our country, love our God, understand what's going on, should do exactly what your program always does. And that brings people to the Scripture and says, what do we know from the prophetical pages of Scripture that can interpret for us what we are seeing? And I think to that extent, the fact that there is a chaotic sense that is happening, not only here, but around the world, the fact that you have an effort, a global effort, to force people, for instance, into the COVID vaccination, which is a very harmful thing, but to try and link it to people's inability to travel or to transact business. I mean, this is all right off the pages of prophetical Scripture. And then everything that you talk about on your program, and we do on Stand in the Gap Today when we give the regular Israel update, is to say, all right, get our eyes on Israel. And I think it's hard for people sometimes to understand, as American citizens, we think that everything revolves around our nation. Well, certainly, God has used this nation, almost like a golden cup in God's hands, to actually do great things in the communication of the gospel and truth and advanced technology. All of these things, God has used this nation to accomplish. But at the end of the day, the eyes of God and the biblical pages of Scripture don't end up culminating around us as a nation. They culminate around Israel and the Middle East. And so I think all of these things, if they're taken in that context, allows all of us who know who God is not to be concerned, not to be stressed out, but to say, God is at work. There is a much bigger plan than what we can see. And ultimately, we look and we say, we know where it's going. And frankly, in the midst of it, let's stand up and witness for the gospel, share the truth of God's word. We are in wonderful days to do exactly what God's put us here to do.
Sam Rohr explaining why we as Christians should focus on Israel in this time of chaos here in America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Sam's exhortation to focus on what God has his focus on, the Jewish nation of Israel and his plan for the Jewish state, is a very biblical and prophetic concept. God's plan for the future is absolute, even in a time of chaos. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...